Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
So it's not a sin in your church to have an abortion?
That's the kind of conversation we would have finding out your story, where you're from. God's the judge. People have to live to their own conviction.
The science is clear. The Bible is clear. And if we're honest, our intuitions are clear. We know what we're killing. We're killing a human being.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Ray, you ready to go fishing?
Yeah, you know, when I hear the introduction, that song, I listen to the words, are you ready to go? Are you ready to go? And I just change it to, are you ready to grow? And that's exactly what fishing for men does for you. If you want to grow in Christ, just launch out to the deep. Talk to an unsaved person. I got to talk to a guy yesterday who looked like the most anti-Christian, God-hating, blasphemous, foul-mouthed man you could ever want to meet. He really looked that way. Boy, he is open to the things of God.
I find that frequently guys like that, women like that, that look like, oh boy, they could hurt me. And frequently those people who look like they could throttle you are very open to the things, and they're very gentle.
That's... Yeah, I said to him, I said, tell me, Mike, what do you think happens when someone dies? He says, I said, do you believe in heaven and hell? He says, yeah. I said, well, do you think you'll go to heaven? He says, I hope I'm going to go to heaven. And I just thought, oh, this guy's so open. I had a great time with him.
Oh, Trish.
Hello.
How are you, kiddo? Where are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Where are you?
Okay, so this could be kind of intimidating, but I decided to ask my home builder to be on the radio today.
Oh,
His name is Jason, and I got to tell you why he was put on my heart. You know, we had some problems with our home. It's a new home, and with every home, there's issues. And so Jason spent a lot of time coming over to the house, you know, looking at different things and putting in work orders and whatnot. And I ended up finding out through the grapevine that he's a Mormon, has been a Mormon, you know, his whole life.
All yours.
What was that?
Nothing. Keep going, Trish.
So he agreed to do this interview. He's been a Mormon. I actually gave him a big gift basket with all kinds of, you know, DVDs from the ministry tracks, whatnot. And I can guarantee you that he didn't read any of them probably or watch the DVDs because he wouldn't have agreed to doing this interview. And I actually was talking to him about, you know, after their 2-year mission, do they ever go back on missions? And he says he's planning on doing a mission with his wife somewhere. Doesn't know where. Hang on. Here we go. We're going to be live on the air with Jason. Here you are.
Ready?
Hello.
Jason, nice of you to come on the radio. My name's Ray.
Hi, Ray.
How you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
You've been building Trisha's house?
I did at one point, yes, sir.
Good. Oh, I'm sure she's grateful for that. Now, we're talking about spiritual things, Jason. How can I get to heaven? If I had 3 minutes to live, what would you tell me? I want to get to heaven.
If you had 3 minutes to live, how
yeah, I've been stabbed in the back. I'm bleeding to death, and I'm in your arms. And I say, Jason, help me. How can I enter heaven? What would you say to me?
Well, I would say that number one, you have to be baptized.
Well, you got 2.5 minutes to do that.
That's the whole point. But you know what? If you can't do that, then there's something called proxy baptism for the dead, and that's something we do in our temple.
So it's no big deal if I die in my sins. You're going to get baptized for me sometime in the future.
Well, it's a possibility, yeah. And that's all dependent upon you. We can still do the baptism for the dead, but for you, but you still obviously have to accept it. So
what say you forget?
What'll happen to you if you get baptized?
Yeah, if you forget to get baptized for me and I die.
I apologize. I didn't hear the forget part.
Yeah.
If you forget, I don't know that you're going to forget. In other words, if you don't have an opportunity to hear about Christ and about the gospel and have that opportunity to be baptized and
so
accept that.
Will I go to hell if I die in my sins?
Will you go to hell? Well, that's a good question. Hell, we consider hell as being more of a state of mind, not necessarily a place.
Well, Jesus said it's more than a state of mind. He said it's a place where the fire is never quenched and the worm never dies. The Bible speaks of the lake of fire and says all liars live their part in the lake of fire. So if I die in my sins, I'm going to go to hell. So what can I do to be saved? I can't get baptized. So you couldn't give me any hope? I could die my sins in your arms, and I'd end up in hell because you can't offer me anything in the gospel?
Well, I mean, if you, like I said, that's the first step is being baptized. And if you can't be baptized, or if you're not baptized, just because, say, so for example, if you're in a third world country and you've never heard of it, then that's an opportunity for you to hear it after you die.
So is there where do you get that from, Jason? Is it in the Bible?
What's that?
What you just said, that someone can die in their sins and they don't go to hell. Doesn't matter what they've done. If someone gets baptized for them, they've got another chance somewhere in the afterlife.
I didn't say that you could do anything and still, go to hell. That wasn't what I said. But as far as being the baptism for the dead, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah. I mean, that mystifies me because I've seen it in Scripture, and it says,
sure,
how shall they then, and that speaks of as a third person, that are baptized for the dead. Paul cuts himself off from people that are baptized. He doesn't say we baptize for the dead. He says they. So he's speaking of someone else as baptizing for the dead. So I can't see it in Scripture that we can allow people to die in their sins and then get baptized for them because they're dead, and that'll give them extra hope. I can't see that in Scripture.
I mean, herein lies where I think where Christ has to come in, and He's going to be the one that judges us. We're not going to do anything that He's going to allow us to do whatever it is that we are rewarded for here, the things that we did on here on earth. So
what do we have to do to be saved? Okay, let's say I've got longer than 3 minutes to live. What do I have to do to enter heaven?
Well, like I said, the first step is being baptized.
Mm-hmm. What else?
And then the next step is just to continue to live a good life, to mm-hmm. obey the commandments and to do the things that that Heavenly Father has asked you to do.
So that's it?
You can only do the best you can. So that's all He's asked us to do.
And how are you doing? Are you going to make it to heaven?
Well, I sure hope so.
Well,
I sure hope so.
Do you think you're a good person?
I think so. Yeah, I try my best.
Well, Jason, let's do something that really helped me get this whole issue worked out. I looked at the Ten Commandments to see if I was a good person, and it straightened everything out for me. Okay, can we do that?
Sure.
Jason, have you ever told a lie?
Of course I have.
So what do you call someone who tells lies?
You probably call them a liar.
Have you ever stolen something?
Irrespective
of its value.
I'm sure, probably.
Okay, what do you call someone who steals things?
You call them a thief.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever used God's name in vain?
That one I never have, actually.
Okay, Jesus said, if you look upon a woman and lust after her, you commit adultery with her in your heart. Ever looked at a woman with lust?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Are you homosexual?
Am I homosexual?
Yeah.
No.
Well, have you ever looked at a woman with lust? I mean, is there red blood in your veins, Jason?
As far as you're asking me if I've done something like, for example, saying I've looked at a young lady and I said, I gotta be with that gal.
Yeah, have you ever done that in your life?
As far as being with her intimately?
No, just have you looked at a woman with lust, sexual desire?
I don't know that I have actually. Everyone's looked at a young lady and said, "Oh, she's a nice looking gal,"
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about looking at a woman and desiring her sexually. You know what I mean? Have you ever done that in your life?
No, I can't say that.
So you got a pure heart?
I would say so.
Okay. So here's your problem, Jason. By your own admission, you're a lying thief. You haven't got a good heart. You're not a good person. You're like the rest of us. And if you're trusting in your goodness to be saved, it's not going to work because the Bible says that God will judge us in righteousness. He'll judge us by the standard of perfection. And He's going to bring out every secret sin you've ever committed, every unclean thought that's entered your heart, every hateful thought. The Bible says if you get anger without cause, you're in danger of judgment. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. And the thing that'll take most people to hell is something called self-righteousness, where you say, I'm a good person when you're not. When you say, I haven't sinned when you have. The Bible says our hearts are deceitfully wicked. We have a multitude of sins. And the scriptures warn us that all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. And there's no way you can be saved through water baptism, through any good deeds you do. There's only one way you can be saved. And do you know what that way is?
Well, if you've done any of those things, you can actually repent of those things.
That won't help
through
you.
Through the atonement of Christ, those things are paid for.
So that's what you're trusting in?
Absolutely.
Alone?
Alone?
Yeah, you're trusting only in the shed blood of Jesus for your eternal salvation.
Well, there's only one way that I can overcome any of those obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
Those obstacles that you've just referred
Well, it's not
to.
A matter of overcoming them. It's having your sins washed away through the shed blood of Christ. And when I'm talking about Jesus Christ, I'm not talking about Lucifer's brother. That is the Mormon Jesus. I'm talking about the sinless Son of God, God manifest in the flesh. That's the Jesus you have to trust in, because there's no other Jesus.
Wait, hang on a minute. Did you just say that Lucifer, the Satan, is not Jesus' brother?
Yes. We'll have to do this during the break. This is Wretched Radio.
Thanks for joining us today. Always glad when you choose to spend time with us at Wretched Radio. The generosity of our gospel partners allows us to do what we do. Radio, TV, the internet, all sorts of great resources, and things like our Millennial Initiative and our Prison Initiative, with the goal of lowering the amazingly high recidivism rates among prisoners. You've heard the numbers. Within 3 years of release, almost 68% of released prisoners are rearrested. Within 5 years, that's up to 76.6%. Well, we think the gospel could help. Our plan is to get our gospel booklets to prison ministries who will in turn get them to the prisoners. So if you are able, would you go to wretched.org/donate and help us reach out to those in jail? wretched.org/donate. If you are part of a prison ministry and would like us to get you our resources, contact al@wretched.org. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
If any of you have been looking for a reason to sponsor your very own Tomorrow Club in Eastern Europe, perhaps this story from Max, the national director in Ukraine, will inspire you to visit tomorrowclubs.org/wretched.
Arsène, just 5 years old, escaped his home and came to the camp. His grandmother would not let him. She was cursing all Christians. His grandmother, sadly, passes away. So he kept coming. Not only that, he brought his parents and they repented. So this family gives the house where the grandmother used to live to the church. And that's where the Tomorrow Club meets.
And that story is not a one-off. Families getting saved constantly through the Tomorrow Clubs in Eastern Europe. Would you please consider supporting your own Tomorrow Club? 30 disciples, $30 per month. TomorrowClubs.org/wretched.
Well done, you. So far, you have given away 500,000 copies of What Time Is Purple? Way to go. See, our goal at Wretched is to give away 1 million copies of What Time Is Purple, and hopefully we've made it easy for you. If you pay for shipping and promise to give them away, it's our pleasure to provide you with up to 50 of these evangelistic booklets at no charge. Just go to wretched.org/purple to get your copies. Now, if you or your organization need more than 50 copies, then you email jen@wretched.org. That's J-E-N. jen@wretched.org to make your request, including details, please, on how you plan to distribute them. Now, if you would like to read What Time Is Purple and or receive information on how to distribute this booklet, just go to whattimeispurple.com. To get your free copies of What Time Is Purple to hand out on our way to a million, visit wretched.org/purple for your copies today. That's wretched.org/purple.
Names of God. We learn a lot about God from the names given to him in Scripture. One name is Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. A good shepherd protects, directs, provides, and cares for his sheep. Jesus called himself the good shepherd, who lays his life down for his sheep.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
You.
Is a good chocolate milk.
I'm sorry, what?
Yoo-hoo is a good chocolate milk.
Is that what that is?
You never had Yoo-hoo?
Sorry, dude.
Wow.
You're single, aren't you, Aaron?
Yeah, but you have kids.
Aaron, what's in your refrigerator? Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
I'm going to go off my
verbatim. Come on. What is in
bottled
your fridge?
Water. Yeah. I have bottled water. Yeah. I have milk. I have chocolate milk because you cannot have that. And I have some leftover ribs.
And?
Oh, Otter Pops. Otter Pops.
Ketchup?
No ketchup.
Yeah. Mustard?
Nope. No mustard.
Mayonnaise?
No mayonnaise.
Any sort of vegetable like lettuce, carrots?
I guess the seasoning for ramen noodles.
Yeah, that'd pretty much be it.
Has those little onions.
All right, Yoo-hoo, where are you?
All right. Okay. After a long time here in Studio City, I asked so many people down the line if they go on. No one wants to go on except this one guy. But he doesn't know that he's talking about spiritual things. Because as soon as I said, you want to go on the radio? He said, sure. I figured, well, while I have him, might as well not lose him. Let Todd lose him. So if you could swing from the natural to the spiritual, that would be terrific.
Sure. That's exactly what I'll do, dude.
Okay. Now, I have a thing, because you know Joey, the other Fisher.
Yeah.
Because he was on last week, taking my spot.
Yeah.
You know, every time we talk, he says that most of the time we get the phone back, which is true. People are furious with us. They're just so, like, irritated, like they just want to punch us.
That's only when Ray is doing it. No, really.
That.
No,
yeah.
Elvis. Really, people, they typically, when they hang up with us, they say things like, thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's how they hang up with you.
Uh-huh.
Yes, but that's not how they hand me back the phone.
All right, well, I'll play nice, and I'll make sure. Swing from the natural to the spiritual. All right. And
his name is Marquise.
Marquise.
Yes, and I'm at a shoe store. He's dusting off all the displays for shoes.
You got it. Okay. Natural to the spiritual. Natural to the spiritual. Pass the phone. Natural to the spiritual. Natural to the spiritual. Natural to the spiritual.
Hello.
Marquise.
How's it going?
Do you believe in God?
Yes, I do.
Cool. Who do you think it is?
Who do I think it is?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's a form of many things. You got the Holy Ghost. You have the Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for his sin. And you have the Almighty Father.
Oh, you're a Christian, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, boy. You're one of those, I'm guessing, sort of... I suppose if you thought I wasn't a Christian, you probably think I'm going to hell or something, right? You're one of those.
No way.
Oh. Oh, good. So you're one of those types of Christians.
Yes, I believe everybody can be saved.
Yeah. Well, see, here's what I am. I'm kind of I've sort of picked out a little bit of Islam, a little bit of Buddhism, just a touch of Hinduism, because they're very similar to Buddhism, the Buddhism and Hinduism. And I've been following this Mitt Romney guy, and some of the stuff that he's been saying from the Book of Mormon, I think, is pretty good. So I've kind of put them all together and stood them. You okay with me? Am I okay to go to heaven?
Are you okay to go to heaven?
Yes,
you know
sir.
What? You have to decide that upon yourself.
Oh, I've decided I'm going to heaven.
I feel it's a personal thing, and I really don't judge anybody's religion. You know, if they feel that they're going to heaven, and that's how they feel, you know. I'm just like I feel I'm going to heaven, and I wouldn't want anybody to tell me I'm not.
You know, I've read, though, ready for this, you know, Saddam Hussein, before he got executed, he thought he was going to heaven. Is he there?
You know what? If he believes he's going to heaven, you know, like I said, I'm no one to judge. I will not say if he's going to heaven or hell because I don't know him personally. And like I said, God tells us not to judge, and I wouldn't want anybody to judge me if I'm getting ready to be put to death and I say I'm going to heaven, you know.
Yeah. Marquise, when I first asked you to believe there's a God, who do you think it is? Tell me again how you described your idea of God.
Well, to me, there's three representations of my God. The Holy Ghost, which is in the spirit form. His Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for my sins, who was sent down to earth to just reclaim his throne, and the Almighty God, which is his Father.
All right. So this Jesus dying for sins business. What happened? What? I don't. Why do we need that?
Why do we need that?
Yes.
Because we were born into sin. There's a guy and a woman called Adam and Eve.
Okay.
And when Adam bit from the forbidden tree, that's when who we call the bad person, which is Satan, the devil, but I'm pretty sure you heard of him.
Yep.
That's when he was allowed to kind of have some dominion on earth. Because, as you know, he was casted down from heaven. So when Adam bit the forbidden tree, that's when we kind of went the wrong way. It was either we went the right way or the wrong way.
So we're all sinners is what you're saying.
We are all sinners. Yes,
okay, so what happens if I die and I don't believe in that Jesus that you described who died for the forgiveness of sins? What would happen to me?
What do you think will happen to you?
Well, something doesn't make sense here. You said I could go to heaven.
Uh-huh.
But if I'm understanding this right, if you believe that Jesus died for sins, if I don't believe in him, I wouldn't have my sins forgiven then, would I?
Well, you wouldn't if you don't believe it. If you don't believe that,
don't.
Then you won't go to
Remember,
heaven.
Remember, I'm kind of a Muslim, Buddhist, Scientology, Mormon.
And like I said, I don't discriminate against any other religion. It's all about how you feel, you know, what's the right way. You know, I can't force you to believe the same thing that I believe.
Appreciate that. But I'm not real sharp here, but something's kind of strange to me. If Jesus died for the forgiveness of sins,
uh-huh.
And if by believing in Jesus you get your sins forgiven, if I don't believe in Jesus, it seems to me that I would be going to hell, not heaven.
It's all about giving him the recognition that he deserves.
Yeah, but if
all
I don't,
he tells
yeah,
you
yeah.
to do, all he tells you to do in the Bible is just say it. All you got to do is say it and believe it and live it, and you will go to heaven.
And like it. I said, Saddam Hussein didn't do that. So where's he going?
You know, nobody knows if he did that or not.
Okay, that's maybe a fair point. So let's use a guy named Larry, who was just really wicked, and he didn't do that. Where would Larry go?
That. Where would he go?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay, but you said that you've got to believe in Jesus to go to heaven,
right?
Right. Larry didn't believe in Jesus. Where's he going?
Where is he going?
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't know his beliefs. Maybe he has a different belief. Maybe he has a different way of putting God. I wouldn't judge anybody.
He was in a strange little cult where they actually worship Genghis Khan. It was a very weird deal. Where would Larry go?
Like I said, I don't judge anybody. If that's his religion and he feels that's him and he's good.
Marquise, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
You said something before about you believe that Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Father are representations of God.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yes.
Jesus is the Son of God.
Yeah. If I went to a party and God was there, could I be at the party with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, or could only one of them show up at one time because they're just a representation of God at one time?
You could be. Now repeat the question.
If I went to a party and God was going to be there,
uh-huh.
Would there be three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit there, or only one representation of God at a time?
All of them.
All of them. So three distinct persons. Okay.
All of them.
Okay. Marquise,
it'll all be there.
Marquise, I understand that it's judging somebody for their eternity is something that we shouldn't do because only God knows. And you're right.
Right.
Saddam Hussein, mm-hmm. even though he had the name Muhammad on his lips when the rope snapped his neck, we don't know what was going on in his heart, and we hope for the best. However,
exactly.
We can say in general, if you are a Christian, if you believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, the life,
and
nobody
the life.
Comes to the Father but through him, if Larry
right.
believes in Genghis Khan, he doesn't believe in Jesus, his sins aren't forgiven, he can't go to heaven, right?
You are right.
Okay,
you
so right. Where would Larry go?
Where would he go?
Yeah.
If he doesn't believe in God.
That's in Jesus.
In Jesus.
Yeah.
If he does not believe in Jesus, he does not believe that he died for his sins and that he resurrected on the third day.
Where would he go?
Where would he go?
Come on, say it, man. You can do it. You can do this.
You already know. You already know.
Say
you
the
know,
word, dude.
I don't like to condemn anybody to hell.
You said it, kinda. You said it. You said it. Larry would go to hell, wouldn't he?
Like I said, it's not my place to say where anybody
Marquise,
would go.
Say it. Larry doesn't exist. Say it.
But you know, I don't like to condemn anybody to hell. You know, that's Larry's decision.
What will Jesus do with him?
He will still love him the same. He loves everybody.
Oh boy, dude,
he will still love him the same.
So he's gonna,
we're
so
all
he's,
we're
so
all,
he's gonna
we're
let...
all children of God, whether we recognize it or not. We are all
Marquise, where are you going to church?
West Angeles Church.
What is it?
It's a Christian non-denominational church.
All right. Dude, I thank you very much for talking to me today, okay?
Okay.
Goodbye.
This is Wretched Radio.
SOS Ministries wants to see a movement take place within God's church in Uganda. They want to see God-fearing, Christ-proclaiming churches rise up across the country and impact the whole of the Ugandan society. To reach out nationwide, they have the Ministry of Church Strengthening and the Shepherd's Training Center to thoroughly equip indigenous pastors. But without the consistent support of God's people, none of this is possible. If you can help support SOS Ministries, go to sosministries.com. sosministries.com.
This is Wretched Radio. Hi, I'm Tony Vertenis. The Arizona Supreme Court last week rebuked states and municipalities that overzealously enforce anti-discrimination laws. The state's highest court said the city of Phoenix can't apply a non-discrimination ordinance to the designers of custom wedding invitations. In a 5-3 decision, the court found that Joanna Duca and Brianna Koski, owners of Brush and Nib Studio, have the right to decline to create custom invitations for same-sex weddings. Justice Andrew Gould, writing for the majority, put forward a sweeping defense of free speech and religious liberty. He also dismissed attempts to portray the case as primarily about discrimination. Dissenting justices compared Duca and Koski's concern to historic examples of prejudice from the Jim Crow laws of the South to Phoenix shopkeepers posting "No Mexicans Allowed" signs. Gould calling such arguments a one-sided analysis that effectively deprives plaintiffs of their fundamental right to express their beliefs, adding that no law, including a public accommodation law, is immune from the protections of free speech and free exercise. The common sense line coming from ADF attorney Jonathan Scruggs, who represented Duca and Koski, saying, "Americans disagree about many issues, but we should agree on the freedom to disagree." InterVarsity Christian Fellowship also scored an important win in its ongoing fight to stay on campus at Wayne State University in Michigan, a federal court ruling that the ministry's case against the school could proceed. InterVarsity sued in March of 2018 after Wayne State denied it recognition because the student group requires its leaders to embrace Christian doctrines, including prohibitions against sexual misconduct and homosexual activity. In its decision, the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Michigan agreed the school may have targeted InterVarsity because of its religious beliefs and violated its freedom of speech. Just last week, the headline was a lawsuit by Young Life trying to stay on campus at Duke University. And then there's California. An appellate court ruled that a Catholic hospital in Sacramento could face legal liability for failing to perform a hysterectomy as part of a female-to-male transition. In 2016, the Mercy San Juan Medical Center, citing the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops' healthcare directives, declined to perform the procedure as a treatment for the gender dysphoria of Evan Minton. Minton sued Mercy for gender identity discrimination, even though another hospital owned by the same company but not Roman Catholic performed the procedure 3 days later. A lower court dismissed the lawsuit, but the appellate judges ruled it could proceed. These are the cases that confuse me the most because, well, honestly, they make zero sense. Zero sense when you think about them logically. Absolutely zero. What a world. More Wretched Radio straight ahead. I'm Tony Vercanis.
Books of the Bible. The Apostle Peter wrote to the elect exiles who were facing persecution for the sake of Christ. Peter exhorted them to trust God and to continue living godly lives. He reminds them of their hope in Christ and their high calling.
When you want to learn joyful obedience, no matter what your circumstances, look to 1 Peter. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
We're going to hit the streets right now because Joey, we haven't talked to Joey for a long time, is out in the streets of, well, I don't know where, frankly. Joey, where are you, dude?
I am at Cal State Northridge, my alma mater here in Southern California.
You getting all teary?
No, not at all. Didn't have the greatest feelings here. Had some, some professors who had some agendas here. And, so I don't have the best.
Wait a second, though. If I recall, though, Joey, tell me the name of the school again.
That was a different school. That was where I got my master's. That was Cal Lutheran University.
Ah, got it.
That was where I went to last time. This is Cal State Northridge.
Ah, I see. All right, it's for your undergrad. Okay, but when you were at the Lutheran place, didn't, if I recall, wasn't there somebody there who didn't want to say who she was because she didn't believe in God and she'd lose her job if the Lutheran school found out she was teaching there and didn't actually believe in God?
Yeah. I walked up to a lady and she was in her office, and I said, you know, I'm doing this interview for the radio. Look, I need someone in like a minute, please. I said, would you please go on the radio? We're talking about the afterlife. And she said, oh, the afterlife. No, I can't do that. And I said, well, what are your beliefs? She said, I don't believe in an afterlife. I said, that's fine. And she said, no. She said, you don't understand. I'm an atheist. I said, that's fine. She said, no, you don't understand. I'm a religion professor at this school, and they can't know that.
Oh, boy.
Scary.
Boy, oh, boy. Well, I'll tell you, at least Francis Beckwith had the courtesy to quit. All right, so, Joey, before you pass over the telephone to whom?
To Joey, another Joey.
Oh, that keeps it simple for me.
Yes.
All right, dude, wonderful. Let's have a chat with Joey, shall we?
Yes, and here's Joey. He is, I got to say, this guy is about 6'3", but with the hair, 6'7". He's a freshman art major, and, seems like a nice guy. So here you go. I'll pass you over.
All righty. I think I could probably take him.
Hello?
From here. Hey, dude, how are you doing, Joey?
Hey, I'm pretty good. How are you?
Cool. Okay, so he didn't say anything negative, but the fellow who passed the phone suggested that maybe you've got tall hair.
Oh, yeah, I got a lot of hair on my head.
Yeah, well, is that kind of the, is that the 70s look or the 80s look?
Yeah, it's kind of like the 80s look, but I mean, I just have it out, you know, nothing personal, you know. I don't know what to do with it, so.
Yeah, and you're an art major, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Name one of your favorite artists.
I like Salvador Dali.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, Van Gogh.
Yeah.
So, you know,
well, let's take a Van Gogh and let's take the what was it, the sunflowers? How's about his self portrait?
Yeah. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Do you know what that painting means?
No, not really.
Yeah, one day, if people at the state fairs continued to make cotton candy, children would get a lot of cavities. Yeah, that's what that painting meant. What do you think of my interpretation of that painting?
It's pretty interesting what the description means. I mean, I wouldn't depict that from just looking at the picture, you know.
Would you say that my understanding is wrong?
I'll have to review the picture again while you're telling me about it. Because, you know, as of right now, you know.
Just I'm a picture of a man's head, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's my understanding because he was turned that way, and if you look at his hair, kind of in the light, it almost looks like cotton candy itself. And he had very bad teeth. I knew he had bad teeth. So my understanding is that if cotton candy continued to be popular at state fairs, kids would get a lot of cavities.
Okay.
That's what I think it meant. Am I wrong?
Sounds fair to me.
Come on, come on.
I mean,
Joey.
I mean, either it's a future prediction. Or is this Van Gogh having fun, you know, making a self-portrait? I mean,
or I'm wrong.
I mean, there could be so many reasons behind it, so, you know.
Oh, come on. Tell me I'm wrong. Please tell me I'm wrong.
Why do you have to be wrong?
Well, because it's so goofy and bizarre, and it was just a self-portrait, and that's all there is to it.
Well, I mean, there's no wrong in art, so, you know.
All right, but here's a question. If we wanted to settle our little dispute about who is right, me or you, who should we go to? Who would be the ideal arbiter of what that painting meant?
Either a researcher who studies.
Nope.
Okay.
He wouldn't be the ideal. Keep going.
The Bible?
No, we'd have to go to Van Gogh.
Well, Van Gogh doesn't exist anymore, so
right,
how would we do that?
Well, this whole thing is silly, but if we wanted to find out what the painting really meant, we need to go to the author of the painting.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, and then he would say, Todd, That painting has nothing to do with cotton candy and kids' teeth getting rotten. You're wrong. Uh-huh. Right?
Sure.
That would settle the dispute. Well, now that you brought up the Bible, I want to share with you a Bible verse, okay? Mm-hmm. This is what the Bible says. For God is the just judge of all the world, and he will judge all people according to what they have done. Joey, what does that verse mean?
I'm not really sure. Could you describe it to me?
Yeah, let me do it again. God is the just judge of all the world, and he will judge all people according to what they have done. What do you think that means?
God is just. I'm not sure what that first part means.
God is, he's just. In other words, he knows the difference between right and wrong, and he's going to judge each and every one of us.
True.
That's what the Bible says.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, do you think that's true or false?
I believe that's true.
You believe that's true? So,
yeah.
So you believe you're going to be judged someday?
I know I'll be judged someday.
All right. How do you think you're going to do on that day?
Depends on what I do in my future.
All right. What have you done in your past? What happened to the past?
Well, nothing bad, pretty much. I mean, we've all sinned in our day, but I haven't done as much as most people, you know.
Okay. Dude, that doesn't matter, does it?
No, not comparing it to other people.
Yeah, it doesn't work. It doesn't work in court. It doesn't work with justice. If you've broken the laws, you're guilty. All right. So let's just say, Joey, you died today. That would be a horrible thing, but let's just say you died today. And God, the just judge of all the world, judged you according to what you have done. Has God always been first in your life?
Wait, could you repeat that?
Has God always been first in your life?
Not always.
Okay. Have you ever taken his name in vain?
Yes.
You have. Have you ever dishonored or been naughty in front of your parents or because of your parents, toward your parents?
Oh, yeah. I've disobeyed them and, you know.
All right.
I mean.
Okay. Now,
curse once or twice.
Yeah, get ready for this one.
Okay.
Have you ever looked at a woman and had a sexual thought about her?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because Jesus said, if you do that, you've committed adultery in your heart. So, Joey, every time you've looked at a girl and had the hots, God sees it as a very serious sin because he knows your heart.
Yeah.
Okay, so now the just judge is going to judge you. He knows everything you've ever thought. He knows that he hasn't been first in your life. He knows that you've taken his name in vain, that you've been an adulterer, that you dishonored the parents that he put in charge of you. Dude, would you be innocent or guilty?
Well, I've asked for forgiveness, so...
Too late. Can't do that in front of a judge. Of course you should be sorry. You're guilty.
But I asked for forgiveness, and through forgiveness, you receive... Well, basically, if you ask for it, you receive it.
When?
When you ask for it.
When you're standing before God after you've died?
When he judges us off, he judges us on our actions.
Nope.
So,
well, if he does, the problem is you haven't had him first in your life, and you're an adulterer at heart.
So that was in the past, and I've already asked for forgiveness.
But, dude, everything's in the past.
Exactly.
But so if you stand before God and he judged you.
I've been baptized after the fact that I've sinned so much. I mean, everybody sins even after they become supposedly Christian, because not every Christian is a true Christian.
Okay, Joey, are you a Christian?
I believe I'm Christian.
So, Joey, why haven't you said to me, hey, hold on, radio boy. I've repented and put my trust in the Savior. Jesus Christ died to take the punishment for my sins. I'm forgiven because Jesus took the punishment for me, and I get to go to heaven because of what he's done. How come you haven't told me that?
I was getting to that, you know. Yeah, I had to, you know, move around it, you know. Yeah.
All right, I see. So you've repented and put your trust in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Can a good Buddhist go to heaven?
I can't really say because that's not my religion, so I wouldn't.
Yeah, actually, dude, you can say. Okay.
I know I can say, but I wouldn't want to.
Why not?
Because that's another person's religion.
Yeah, so what? It's wrong, right?
Well, I mean, hey, that's his religion. I can't judge him based on his religion.
Well, sure you can. Here's what Jesus said. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. Nobody comes to the Father but through me. Is that right or wrong?
That's right.
Okay, so then Buddhism is wrong, correct?
If that's what you believe, then yes.
No. It doesn't matter what I believe. It either is or it isn't, right?
I'm not one to judge.
Uh-oh.
Because Well, I mean, I don't believe in that. So, I mean, I only believe in Christianity. So,
yeah.
Because I'm actually taking a world religious class right now based on Buddhist beliefs and all sorts of other, like, Judaism and pretty much every religion there is. So,
okay, Joey, I want to encourage you to think about something today, okay?
Okay.
Okay, this is very important. What you indicated when I was talking to you about the art stuff is that you're very slow to call somebody wrong, okay? Because that's deemed intolerant and offensive today. Jesus said that he's the only way to receive forgiveness of sins. There's no such thing as a good Buddhist. If he dies, he's lusted, he hasn't had God first in his life, God will give him what he deserves. It doesn't matter what you believe. That is either truth or it is not. So please consider what you believe as a Christian, because if it is what you believe is true, there is no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. And you can't simply say, well, that's just their religion and I'm on my path and they're on their path. Because if Jesus is who he claims to be, they're all in big trouble on Judgment Day, right?
True.
All righty, dude. Thanks for talking to me.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye.
This is Wretched Radio. Couldn't say it any better than Michael Woolworth from Bible League International.
The world will drill wells and provide food and shelter. Those are very important causes.
Yes.
We smile favorably upon those. But getting God's word to believers half a world away, people you won't meet this side of eternity, that's on us as God's people.
Ain't nothing wrong with digging a well, but it is only the Christian church that can provide living water. Bible League International for decades, delivering Bibles to believers. Believers who have made a profession of faith, believers who have studied the basics of the Christian faith, are then given living water in the Word, a Bible. For just $5 per Bible, you could deliver a Bible to a believer overseas through Bible League International. Might it be possible you could send, say, 6 per month? Please call Bible League at 1-800-YES-WORD.
If you love Don't Stub Your Toe and its thorough gospel presentation, then you're going to love Wretched's evangelistic booklet, Are You a Rotten Fish? If there's someone in your life that you fear is a false convert, or you want to make sure the church isn't filled with false converts, Are You a Rotten Fish is perfect for you. Are You a Rotten Fish is an informative booklet about true and false conversions. You know, wheat and tares, wise virgins and foolish virgins, good fish and rotten fish. Are You a Rotten Fish compares and contrasts the true gospel versus false gospels, the correct response of repent and trust versus, well, all the incorrect responses like asking Jesus into your heart. All you have to do is hop on your phone or favorite computing device and visit wretched.org/fish and order your copies today. wretched.org/fish for your copies of Are You a Rotten Fish for you and your family and your church. wretched.org/fish.
Forget the power of cheese, the power of the ultrasound.
Darlene came to our clinic. She's accompanied by her boyfriend. She just came from Planned Parenthood, but they were unable to provide an ultrasound because they charged for them, and she probably didn't have the money. When she's in the counseling room, apart from her boyfriend, she says that the relationship with the baby's father was probably going to end anyway. So she wanted to abort. I presented the gospel. She politely declined the gospel. We gave her an ultrasound, and she walked out the door, still abortion-minded, with the ultrasound picture in hand. We made another call for her a couple days later, and she said, you know, I can't come in, but do you know where I can get some prenatal vitamins? And she had chose life.
One ultrasound, $28. $28, one life. How many ultrasounds could you provide through preborn.org/wretched, preborn.org/wretched.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the seed of the woman. Immediately after the fall of man, God promised a Savior who would be the offspring of the woman. Jesus was born of a virgin, a divine Savior born of the seed of woman.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Joey is out in the streets. I think he's at a university someplace. Hey, dude.
Hey, I'm at Cal State University Northridge outside the communications building, and I got a guy here on a skateboard. His name is Ryan B., and he believes that when you die, Well, whatever you think happens will happen.
It's the Doris Day theology.
Yeah.
Dude, that reference went right over your head, didn't it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay, so...
It's not quite T.D. Jakes, but somewhere near that.
All right, so Ryan B. or Ryan D.?
Ryan B. as in boy. That's who he's going by.
All right. And, dude, we're going to have to move him away from the skate park because I got a funny feeling we've got a whole lot of yelling going on.
Yeah, we do. All right, I'm dragging him away. I'm pulling him away from the loud area.
All right, so in my mind, I've got a picture of... How old is Ryan B., do you think?
Ryan, he looks about 19, 20, 22, he says.
Yeah, shorts and knee pads?
No knee pads. He's got skate shoes on and a hat that is rainbow-colored with a skull and skateboards behind it.
Ah. Of course, you know what that represents, don't you?
I don't know. What?
I don't either. I was kind of hoping, you know, you're young. Okay, so let's have a... By the way, promote your website real quick because you got some good stuff on there, dude.
Right. At www.adventuresinchristianity.com.
AdventuresInChristianity.com. Some good witness encounters, some good tips on how to do one-on-one witnessing. It really is a good site, AdventuresInChristianity.com. All right, let's have a conversation with Ryan B., the skateboarder with the rainbow skull cap on.
All right.
I'm going to sound like an old man.
Hello?
I just know it. Hey, Ryan B., how you doing, sir?
Good. How you doing, man?
I'm Todd F.
Cool. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Dude, do you do a lot of skateboarding?
I skateboard every day.
Yeah, do you have gnarly knees?
I will soon. I mean, I got one bad knee, one good knee right now, so we're half and half right now.
Yeah, are they all bloody and...
No. I wear pants.
I see. What about your elbows?
My elbows are torn up.
All right, here comes the old man question. You wearing a helmet?
No, I do not wear a helmet.
What's the matter with you?
I'm too good for a helmet.
Uh-huh. You know who said that, don't you?
I don't know. Superman?
Sure, and some guy who's in a hospital with his noggin turned to mush because he didn't wear a helmet. You put your helmet on, young man.
That's right. I think I'll be all right with that one. I've been skating for 11 years with that one, so we'll see what happens. Yeah.
Does your mother tell you to wear a helmet?
No, I don't talk to my mom anymore.
How come?
I moved out of the house.
Did you guys have a little friction?
I haven't looked back. No, we're better separate.
Well, there must have been some tension, huh?
A little bit.
What was it about?
Just getting too old for the whole Catholic mom scene.
Ah, I see. So you wanted to go out sinning?
If you want to say that, I guess you could.
So what were the sins that mom didn't want you to commit?
Oh, you know, I'm a skater, so we party a lot, I guess you could say that. Not all of us, but a lot of us do, and I tend to come home late, and I hate to bother her and have to have that whole discussion at 2 o'clock in the morning.
All right, so drinking?
Drink.
Aren't drugs?
Not really.
Sometimes?
Used to, not anymore.
All right, sex?
All the time.
All the time?
I guess you call me an addict in that department.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you this question. Do you tell, are you an addict to lying?
Am I an addict to lying?
Yeah.
No. No, I'm not an addict to lying.
Do you think that lying is good?
I think there's a certain time.
Deceiving.
I think there's a certain place and time for everything, but I think lying is dishonest, and being dishonest is, hurts yourself and others. So
okay, now,
not really.
I'm kind of setting you up for a trap here, but it won't be too painful. What would you think of me if I said, dude, I'm a chronic liar, man?
If you say you're a
chronic
liar,
I'm just addicted to it. I love it. I can't help but do it.
Well, then you would be, that's your decision. I can't really get mad at you for your own decision.
Yeah. It sounds strange that you'd be, it's kind of interesting to me that you're so like, woo-woo, I'm addicted to sex.
Yeah, I mean, a couple years ago, man, I grew up Catholic, just put it this way.
Hey, dude, and, by the way, you're live on the radio and there's kids listening, so don't swear, okay?
I won't swear.
All right, keep going.
But I grew up Catholic. I mean, I did the whole Catholic high school, whole Catholic middle school thing. Realized about 2 years ago that if God wants to accept me for who I am, then he should accept me for who I am. I mean, I'm not a firm believer in religion at all. I'm a firm believer in, an upper being and a bigger faith, but that's about all. I mean,
okay.
I'm pretty comfortable with myself, and I think that's the main aspect of being alive.
Ryan, let's go into a fantasy world for a moment, okay?
Why not?
All right, let's say in the United States of America, having sex with somebody you're not married to was against the law. right?
Well, then I'd have to move.
All right. Well, let's say you stayed here. In fact, the government of the whole world says that having sex outside of marriage is against the law. Could you stand before the judge and say, hey, look, judge, you just have to accept me as I am?
I guess I could say that. I mean, I'm comfortable with myself.
But you'd be thrown in jail.
Well, yeah, but Jesus said he was comfortable doing his thing, and it was against the law at his time.
I don't know what verse that is. But nevertheless, just because you want to do it, if it's against the laws, you can't get away with it.
Well, how am I going to say this?
All right.
If you had a decision of doing something illegal that didn't hurt other people,
yeah,
and you did it, would you consider that a crime?
Well, that's not what determines if it's right or wrong or legal or not.
Yeah, but what is morality? Who judges my right and wrong?
Well, that's a good question. That's a very fair question. If we want to move it out of the courtroom of justice in the United States and talk about the cosmic justice, I would suggest to you that God decides.
Okay, then has God ever come down and told me what I'm doing is wrong?
Yes.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. That's exactly what he did.
Are you sure about that?
I mean,
I'm pretty sure that whole Christianity came from the Middle East. And
you're sure?
I'm pretty sure, man. I'm actually really sure. I'm actually a history major.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I study religion on the side because I find it interesting. I find it interesting why people debate over these matters.
Ryan, I find
that a monotheistic religion is kind of too strict for me.
That's the problem, I would suggest. That's probably your big issue. Ultimately, what it boils down to, Ryan, and you were just shooting straight, is that you want to do whatever you want to do, and you don't want God to tell you what to do, so you're going to deny his existence so that you can just go on doing whatever you want to do.
I definitely don't deny his existence, but I definitely don't believe that.
So who do you think he is?
I believe God is all around us. I believe whatever you personally believe in,
yeah,
is your own faith. I mean, you're right to believe.
Well, I understand that, but here's the problem. Here's what my faith teaches me, Ryan. That Jesus Christ claimed to be God, and he came to this earth, and he said, if you look at a woman with lust, you've committed adultery in your heart. And he said,
I guess most of us have sinned.
Oh yeah,
on a daily basis.
Yeah, he said that too, and he also said that he's going to judge all people. And see, this is where the idea that everybody can have their own personal belief and it doesn't make any difference. Everybody can have their own personal belief, but if the one that I'm sharing with you is true, you suddenly get dragged into my belief, whether you like it or not. See, the question is what I believe.
Are you telling me you believe in religion because of that just-in-case theory?
Nope.
That just-in-case there might be a hell, you have
to
believe in God?
Nope, I'm not fond of that at all. I hate that logic, frankly.
I mean, so do I. Well, that's why I don't believe. I mean, that's why I have my belief. I'm not scared of what's going to happen to me when I die. I believe that when I die...
Okay, so, Ryan,
what
if this Jesus is true, and he judges you, and his standard for righteousness, for goodness, for entry into heaven is no sin, and he's seen your thought life, what would he do with you on that day? Would he send you to heaven or hell?
If he was an all-benevolent being, he would send me to heaven. Didn't you forgive me?
No. He wouldn't be just
that. That's who he is.
No. Oh, well, that would
Jesus
be a corrupt judge.
Jesus is not an all-benevolent, all-knowing being.
Well, you got to be a little careful. All benevolent, if you mean that he's very, very, very benevolent, yes. But does that mean that he just lets every criminal into heaven? Absolutely not, because that wouldn't be benevolence. That would be unjust and corrupt.
I have a hard time believing in hell. I just do. I don't believe it exists.
I understand why. Okay.
I believe that if
you think you're a good person,
just a way for the original, the Christian faith to get people to believe.
Well,
that's totally what I believe.
Well, that might be what some people think, and that might be the way that some people have used it, but that still doesn't answer the question, does it exist or not? So if Jesus is your judge, you stand before him, and he knows that not only have you thought about sex, you've committed sex outside of marriage. If he's just, what should he do with you, Ryan?
If he's just... well, this is a quagmire we sit here in. I think that... If he's just, that's funny. I think that if Jesus is a just person, then he wouldn't be the Jesus that I see him as. I would see a Jesus that would forgive me for anything I did wrong.
Dude, that's the kind of
Jesus I want to believe in.
So you want all murderers to be in heaven and all rapists, right?
Are you a theologian?
I'm just a radio guy. Would you want all rapists and murderers in heaven?
I mean, it's almost like, do we want ethnicities in heaven?
I mean, just because you grow up poor and you have to commit crimes to survive, does that make you a criminal?
So therefore, do those people not make it to heaven?
I mean, that's my problem with this whole Christian faith.
Well, what you hit on is people are so one-sided about this deal.
It's like almost like a white people thing. Like, you have to be this white Christian wasp in order to get into heaven. And if you're not, then, oh no, you made a mistake and you should go to hell. And I think that's a little wrong, man. I mean, especially with all these other religions.
Hey,
like,
dude.
There's so many other faiths out there that tell you so many better things.
Dude,
I'm listening to you.
I hope you're right. Until next time, go serve your king.